suppose you can already jump to conclusions what the title's got to do with the parasha, jumping to conclusions. So the parasha, Tzedek Tishbet HaMisecha V'Donis Chaveir L'Kavzchus, the mitzvah to be done L'Kavzchus, not to jump to conclusions. It's as if one is Ma'ayin, the Pasuk says, Tzedek Tishbet HaMisecha. Dr. Rashi, it's actually two pshatim. First pshat, Kamashmoy, Poshe pshat, Balzen, what does it mean Poshe pshat? What does it mean, Kamashmoy? Have done as Chavecha Lekavzchus? He says, I'm going to finish. Kamashmoy means the dayan is a halacha in the dayan. The dayan should paskin betzedek. He shouldn't paskin wrongly. The pasuk already begins at the beginning of the pasuk. Lesasu avel bamishpat. They shouldn't do avlus. Lesisa penei dol. They shouldn't favor a poor person. Lesada penei gadol. Shouldn't favor a rich person. But tzedek tishbet amisecha. So what's moisiv? But tzedek shein shein. It's already written. But tzedek tishbet amisecha. Like you shouldn't make avlus. If you don't make avlus, you don't favor a poor man. You don't favor a rich man. The v'shteitzach is but tzedek. So what's the Torah chazering repeating? But tzedek tishbet amisecha. Is Chazal learned from here? It's going back to Rambam and the Gemara and Sanhedrin. The Rambam says, "Mitzvah asay lishpoit hashefet betzedek, shenema betzedek tishpet amisecha." Eze utzedek, zu hashvoyas shnei balidinim b'chol dom. If two balidinim come for a din Torah, they should both be treated exactly the same way. Lo yehei echad medabe kol tzorkoi ve'echad oim lekatzed v'orecha. You give him 20 minutes. You have to give him 20 minutes, because otherwise, even though you're not showing favor and even though you're not doing an avla, but you have to treat them exactly the same. If he had 20, don't say you. But make it quick. Tell me a time quickly. That's I'm betzedek. That's the first din. Then the Rambam goes weiter. Lo yazbe podim le'echod v'idabe le'irakos v'yera podav le'achem v'idabe le'koshes. He shouldn't speak nicely to one and not nicely to the other. Even because betzedek, even if you're passing right, oh, it's got to be betzedek. You have to treat them absolutely equally. Then the Rambam goes weiter with noch achidush. Shnei balidinim she'echad be melubish begodim yikorim v'asheni melubish begodim bezuyin. One comes with Shayna Begodim, nice Begodim, well dressed, and one comes with Shmata, the tramp. So, Oymel Mechubad, Oy Hal Bisheu Kamoyscha, either you dress the tramp in nice Begodim, Achetid and Imoy, Oy Lavush Kamoyscha, or you put on tramp's clothes. Because human nature is a mizmushba for a mensch, was a good angle, the person was dressed well, so you devorov nishmoin, you listen to him more. Someone comes and says, Shlach and Shlamazel, you don't look at him. So maybe if the two balidinim come together, and one's dressed like a well dressed, and one's dressed like a Shlamazel, it's got to be betzedek. Betzedek means they both have to be dressed the same way. There should be nothing which will prevent the dayan focusing only on the issue, nothing to distract him. This one speaks longer. This one he speaks nicer to. This one is dressed better. It's betzedek, meretnished for leisasu avil b'mishpat leisad up in a dollar, etc. We're talking about they have to be exactly the same. And then the Ram goes weiter. Malach gimel lo ye echad yoshev echad oimed and a shnei oimedim, because the one who's sitting down there masach balabata, he makes himself balabas. One who's standing, the dayan might be distracted by the fact that this one is sitting, this one is standing. He might show favor to the one who's sitting because he shows he's more chashev, whatever. So b'kitza in betzedek tishbet amisecha states, and the dayan has to be scrupulously fair. Betzedek. We're not talking about other b'mishpat, about passing wrongly. Even in the etzem din, it shouldn't be they have to give the same amount of time to speak. They have to be dressed in exactly the same way, not one more better than the other. We see from there that betzedek tishbet amisecha means tzedek is the taich equal. Betzedek means they have to be exactly equal. Have to be the same. Oh, that's the first pshat, Kamashmoy. That's the pshat Rashi, Kamashmoy. But send it to Kamashmoy. Not Rashi. Then the second pshat, Dova Ache. But Shevidonis Chavecha Lekavzchus. And that's also called Betzedek. What does it take to be Donis Chavecha Lekavzchus? It's the Chofetz Chaim Paskind. The Chofetz Chaim says, what happens if you see someone who does something and it's 85% is doing something wrong? You see someone, he goes into a trefer restaurant and you see him eating. So what are you going to say? He didn't see what he bought. Maybe he bought an apple. Maybe he didn't see. Oh, but is there a mitzvah to be done on the kafzchus? Is up the kafzchaim azay? Kama dargas yesh bezeh. the beish yirei elokim chayovim ladon oisay lekavschus. Afilu machdava karavanoti yisay lechayva. Even if it looks mamish, very suspicious, extremely suspicious, most likely and probable that he's doing an avera, if it's a yirei elokim, he's like, no, avada, don't zan lekavschus. Vafilu beinani. Asher nizam ben achet, even a beinani, amol is a nichshol, amol is a nichshol. Asher nizam ben achet, upa'omim yikoshu boi. Afilu gam noita lechayva, even if it's more noita lechayva, pashtas is something wrong that he's doing. Gam ken nochen shelo yachriyehu lekav chayva. You should also, it's nochen, doctor, shelo yachriyehu kav chayva. Rak yeh etzloi besofik. And then the Chofetz Chaim finishes the chose shekasanu mitzad adin. Av mitzad midah teiva, afilu akaf chayvu harbe yoyse mikavschus, tzoruch lodun lekavschus. Even if it's, he's not a yirei lekim, and even if he's only a beinani, and maybe he's even less than a beinani, it's a midah teiva to be done lekavschus. On the Makar for Deb, Dr. Chofetz Chaim, the famous Gemara on Shabbos. The Gemara says in the Shabbos, the Rabbi's a famous Maisa ba'adam echad shiyorad begolil ha'elyoin. He lived in Golil, went south. In this case, Balabais Echeldorim. He didn't have employment. He was employed by Balabais Bedorim. Shalosh Shonim. Erev Yom HaKippurim, Zot the Gemara. Omele ten li schori. He asked for his wages. Eilech ofen es ishti. I'll go home. Take. Es ishti ubanai. Omaloi ein li mois. The Balabos is not the Balabos. He's a big farmer, large estate. He's a hundishkin geld. I've got no money. Omele ten li payas. Give me some payas. Omele ein li. Ten li karka. Ein li. Ten li behema. Ein li. Ten li korim mikastas. Ein li. He went home, all depressed and dejected. He worked 3 years, not a penny to show for it. He went home, Erev Yom Kippur, after Yontov. The Balabais took the money. With three wagon loads of chamorim, echad shel machol, echad shel mishta, echad shel minim begodim, alam min hazachen. He took three donkey loads full of eat fruit, drink, etc. Achas ochlo b'shasay. Then he paid him. Omaloi, so the Balabas said to him, Bishosha Omartali, Tenli Schori, Omarti Eli Mois. When I said to you, I've got no money, what did you think about me? Omarti, Shemo Prakmati Bazul Nizamloch. I thought maybe you invested all your money, you're not liquid at the moment, but you spent all your money and you haven't got any ready money, got cash flow problem. Shemo Prakmati Bazul Nizamloch. Lokakto Behen. Okay? That's what I thought. Bishosha Omarti Tenli Behemah, and you look around my place, you're on a farm, you're working there, what did you think? I said, I've got no behemoths, what did you think? Perhaps it's rented out. It's by you, but it's rented to others. I had no karka. You're working on my land, and you've got no karka. It's rented out to Achirim. What do you think? I thought with my said, when I said to you, I've got no korim mekasas, what do you think? I thought, if she made it hegdish, ha'avoida kachoya. As is taki given. I was makdish by nechosim. V'ato k'shem shadan tan l'schus amok yodos l'kavschus. Zot the Chofetz Chaim. Pilipline. I mean, it's shayach that someone should have not money, but just what are the balance of likelihood? A fellow's got no money, all his land is rented out, all his behemoths are rented out, all his fruits are not maised, and all his karm and kasas are hegdish. What's the likelihood? It's 100 to 1 against. And I feel like I'm not ashamed that I'm tiny lischus, knocking on the kafschus, and I'm actually looking down the kafschus. Don't know from whom. Mizaktiba that the sheitah v'haftas Hashem alakecha b'chol levavcha b'shnei tzarecha. You have to say the Moshe. So and the Moshe mentioned a bit of an atzlus. How do you say the Moshe with atzlus? When the tzara comes and says, "Do an aveir," can't be bothered. You have to use the middle. So Zaktiba Welt. So avosta. There is a certain tchuna in a person. A more person's got a krumah kop, a krumah seichel. You can't think straight. What do you have to use a krumah kop for? To be done the kafschus. To be done the kafschus. Azadak. You have to. You got to think. You see someone going to a treif restaurant. Maybe he's got pikuach nefesh. And you've got to eat. You have to exercise your brain to think of a hechad timtza. Why it could be that he's doing what he's doing, even though it's as unlikely as nothing. It's not likely. It's a tosanta zach. We've seen in Rashi the two pshat of betzedek tishbet amisecha, the kamashmoi, the dayan, and when it's what's taish betzedek? Betzedek means scrupulously fair. Absolutely fair. Both sitting or standing, both wearing the same clothes, both speaking the same amount of time. It's got to be a bit tzedek. Adish is not bit tzedek. It's not tzedek. And when it comes the second pshat in Rashi, but said tishvut amisecha, you have to be don lekavs chus. Don lekavs is anything but tzedek. It's not straight. But tzedek tishvut amisecha, you have to be have a krumah cup. You have to have oist tzach na'ali. You have to think of all sorts of heichat timtzos. How it could be that this person to be matzdik the person, even if it's noita harba yosel lechayvus as the chavetz chaim mid nochin and mid a tayva kimavu mid gemara b'shabbos. You have to think out. So how can it be? What's the word betzedek mean? Betzedek means, so from the fact that Hilchos Dayanim betzedek means, it's got to be betzedek mamish, it's got to be absolutely fair and balanced. And when it comes to doing non-kasus, it's totally unbalanced. So you could say, maybe the two pshat of Rashi, you're arguing how to translate the word betzedek. Does betzedek mean that it has to be fair? Or does betzedek mean you have to make it tzedek? But it's a bit schwer because we hold of both things. I mean, the two pshat of Rashi are both halachas. You have to be don the kafschus, and you have to die after paskan azay. So schwer, because if the two taikshin, two pshatim, one is mutually exclusive of the other. So how do you learn both dinim from the same pasuk? They daf from fashday. Azay. There's a famous chazal. Chazal states. After the Petira of Yaakov Avinu, and after the Levi and Eretz Yisrael, and they came back to Mitzrayim, the brothers Achi Yosef and Yosef, Shaita Pasiv Vayiru Achi Yosef Kibes Aviem, the Yaakov Avinu was Nifta, so they thought perhaps Yosef will now take the Kama on what they did to him, so they came along with, they made up a whole story, Avichot Sivcha Tzivah Lifnei Moisei, they invented the whole story, that Yaakov left at Tzavah before he was Nifta, that he should treat us nicely, it was a Leidubim V'Leyah, but he didn't say anything at all, but they were frightened. What prompted them? What prompted them to say this? What did they see? Why did they think all of a sudden that Yosef will start with him? Say thing Chazal. Vayiru Achi Yosef. Ma ro ato. Rashi is one pshat. But Chazal say different pshat. Ma ro ato shepoch. What do they see? She ro be'ez shechozru mikfura saviyem. Ro sheholach Yosef levorech al oysa haboyer sheshifchu echov b'soichoy. As they went past the boyer, Yosef put on his hat and jacket, took a siddur, said, Baruch atah Hashem, she'ofer li nes b'mokim hazeh. Hazeh da loch. Mokim she'ofer nes taf machna broch. She'ofer nes b'mokim hazeh. The Kibin Shirao Kane, once they saw him doing this, Omru Achshu Shemesov in Luyus Temenu Yosef. He hasn't forgotten. He's got it in for us. The Mela Luyus Temenu Yosef, Hoshev Yoshev, Lonis Kalarashe Gemulano Esai. The Mela, we've got to take precautions, and then they invented this story. What did he do already? He made a bracha. He made a bracha. He meant to make a bracha. So, Mele, if you'd have been not nice, but Rashi says he didn't seat them at the table in the same way they seated back. Okay, he did something different. He made a bracha. He meant to make a bracha. What do you expect him to do? Not make a bracha. And what? He might have forgotten what you expect him to forget. Just because he got remembered, therefore that Sarai is going to do something? What on earth is the pshat? What did they think? Yazai. There is a middah in a person. A person has a muskel rishon. A person, something which a person has an agenda or a muskel rishon. It's very when a person looks at something, he always looks at it through the mirror, through the eyes of his muskel rishon. What he feels, his svarach itzayin. What his agenda is. Lemoshel, by the Meraglim state, they came back and said Eretz Yecheles Yishver, because wherever they were, there was levayas going on. Maybe it's not a healthy place. So the stipler has got Nifla Dika Ha'ara. The stipler says, he says, what did they see? They see wherever they went, there were big levies all over the place. It was a terrible place. So the stipler, the fact that they saw that there were such big levies, is a raya, was an unusual thing. It was if it would be an unusual thing, it was a magefa, it's an unhealthy place, then who's got time? There'll be a minion of the Chevra Kedisha, that's it. There'll be nobody else there. Everyone else, you can't spend your whole life going to levies. So the very fact that there was such a big fuss going on by all these levies is a raya, something special. It was out of the ordinary. And they could have chapped. I would say this was Siyata Nishmai. The Bereshit was making it easy for them to get around Eretz Yisrael to be miraculous Oretz. No, the Teretz is. So why didn't they? It's obvious. Why didn't that hit them? The Teretz is like the Mrs. Shom quotes from the Zohar, because the Meraglim came with a Negiah. They didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael because they thought they'd lose the Meraglim with the Nesiim, they'd lose their position as a Nesiim. So that everything they saw, they looked at through the prism of their agenda that we don't really want to go. So if we can find a Teretz not to go, that's good. So, the Nevi'ah is fine. Oh, Trachta, right? No, because the person is always Meshubbed to his Muskarish, to his agenda. If you'd explained to them, you would have chapped it. But when a person sees that, that's the first thing that he chaps. It once happened to me some time ago, one Matzah Shabbos. Someone came to my front door, one Matzah Shabbos, rang the bell. So I opened the door, my shirt sleeves. And he says to me, "Can you speak to the balabos?" So I said, "Yes." He said, "Is the balabos at home?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Can you speak to him?" I said, "Yes." I said, "Oh," he said, he thought that my next door neighbor lives here and I was living with him and I opened the door. Take me. So, it's fish Danish. So, you come to someone's door and you ring the bell and someone opens the door and says, "He's the balabos." So, it makes a shekel tire. The balabos is the fellow who lives next door. He lives here. And I'm learning, how often do you open the door and the shirt sees when you buy yen in the house? You open the front door, buy it. Where do you take such a stupid thing from? This fellow came along to my front door and he's got his mind, this is Reuven's house. Fine. So now, rings a bell, Reuven has opened the door. So the Shimon opens the door, I open the door. Oh, you have to ask, you don't say, "Oh, it's a raya, I'm wrong, it's not Reuven's house." You say, "No, it's Reuven's house, but the chavrus is opening the door." That's the pshat, the person's meshumet as muskarishan. That's the nature of the person. You explain, "Oh, yes, takanachan," but the first thing the person sees is, he looks with his muskarishan. So, the same thing is, when a person sees somebody doing something. Let's say, Reuven sees Shimon going into a trefa restaurant, and he sees him eating there. So what does Reuven think what Shimon's doing? It all depends on what he holds of Shimon. So if Shimon is the Chofetz Chaim, and he sees him going to a trefa restaurant, and he's eating something, so he says, "Chofetz Chaim." So either he's eating an apple, or it's Pekuach Nefesh, it's a Chofetz Chaim. Because what he holds of the person, then the teva of a person is what you hold of the person. That's how you judge what he does. It's less what's mahal for the mesh. Depends what you hold of the person. If Reuven sees Shimon going in and he thinks Shimon is not the world's biggest tzaddik, and he goes, so what does Reuven say? That's Shimon. That's Shimon. Because therefore, the nature of a person is the what you hold of a person. That's how you pass it what he does. So it's an umdana. It's jumping to conclusions because of my assessment of the person. That's how I judge what he does. Dr. Medrash, the brothers of Gepaskant, Yosef is Chai Misa, the Paskant is a Raidif. They held he's capable of being a Raidif. Whatever it means, he was a Raidif. As the Mefarshim say, they thought he wanted to he should push them out of Kai Yisrael. He's the Ikker, they're the Tophel, like Yaakov and Esav. They've been trying to get them to trouble with Yaakov. He's a Raidif. He's a Raidif. And that was their opinion of him. And Kinnira, the opinion didn't change. So now they come back from the Levaya and they pass the Boyer. Where the and Yosef Moses makes a bracha, so he said, he started. He's doing it again. Why? Because since they hold Yosef as a raidif, so whatever he does, he's doing the same thing. He didn't do anything. If they'd have looked, leaving aside all previous halachas and assumptions and estimates, and look at the what he's done is nothing. That's how it always is.
Didn't change the mind when he revealed himself?
What?
Kinnira not.
That means perhaps then they were impressed, but they still in the back of their mind thought, this reminder that it came back to them, you've got a certain thing. He's at it again. Memela, that's why that's why they started being afraid. Because that is the assault. A person could do something which in itself you can explain away. It's only when one adds on one's own muskarishan, that's what colours it and changes it. It depends what the muskarishan is. If it's a Chofetz Chaim in a trefa restaurant, you say, he's zicha not eating. Oh, he's zicha doing nothing wrong. And if it's not the Chofetz Chaim, it's somebody much less, someone who's a beini or less than a beini. So you'll pass it on the person, what he does according to how you assess the person.
Was it not mated with the brothers after they've done tremendous avos to him? Saved them from starvation.
They thought that was because of that was later. But Bizman Yaakov Avinu was alive. Thought it was because of Yaakov Avinu. But the middle was there dormant. If the middle is there dormant, now it's come out again. Oh, sekumtois. So as we said, to be don the kavshus requires a kruma kop. Like the Gemara says, the Shabbos, you've got to think of alamina hechatimsis. How could it be? How could you for emphasize what he's doing that he shouldn't be anything wrong? So It's how can you expect a person to think of such far-fetched explanations to explain why he's doing the Teretz Zazay? Well, the Inyan Don Lekavschus Rebbedoch is only when there's an element of Sofik. If there's no element, two Edim see someone doing an Aveira, you have to go to Bezna. I Don Lekavschus. It's not Edim. If there's Edim, there's Edim. Definitely not Don Lekavschus. Their job is to go to Bezna. Whereas there's an element of Sofik. There's some element of Sofik. So if there's an element of Sofik, then when a person is done of what he sees happening, it's Bahechach Gebait based on his, he's making a jump, he's making a leap of, not faith, a leap, jumping to conclusions. That's what he's doing. He's saying, now what I think this person is doing, really subconsciously what he's thinking is this person capable of doing what I think he's doing? Now if he's a tzaddik, he couldn't be doing it, so he's not doing it. If he's not a tzaddik, then he could be doing it. So B'tzedek Tish, we asked the Kasha, B'tzedek Tish Beit HaMisecha. How do the two drushes of Rashi fit together into B'tzedek? B'tzedek means you've got to be scrupulously fair. Not treat one more better than the other, etc. etc. And when it comes to being Don Lekavschus, it's a Krumah cup. So V'Gaita Zazam, how does it go together? The Teretz is the mitzvah of B'tzedek Tish Beit HaMisecha is leave aside all your previous notions, all your assumptions, just focus on what you see. So what you see, what have you seen? So like in the Gemara and Shabbos, the fellow didn't pay. So does that mean he's a Rasha or a Maizah or a Ganef? No, there could be an explanation. Now if you hold there's such a person that is capable of being Ganef, then you say, he's a Ganef, a Rasha, doesn't pay. But because you've decided, you've been done him, that he's capable of this, and maybe that's what he's doing. So the devil have done his Chavech Lekavchus, you know, don't be done him, just focus on what you can see. Aibazoi, the B'tzedek Tishbeit HaMisecha of Dayanim, on the B'tzedek Tishbeit HaMisecha of Bidonim, is exactly the same. Be fair, leave aside your assumptions, and that's how you should look at things. And Mela, that's why the Gemara Shabbos, why the Chofetz Chaim says, even it's Noita Yesel Lechaiva, but it's only Noita Yesel Lechaiva, it's not Vadai. Mela, Aibazoi, it's Gebeit, it's built on Hashara, on an assumption. If it's built on an assumption, whether or not you're done the Kafah, it depends on how you hold the person. Don't judge the person. Just focus, like the dialogue, focus on what's in front of you. I once heard, just to finish off, many years ago from Chashav Yidin, Bnei Brak, the Sion Feldman, Zangzut, Mechel Yehuda, used to give Shirim, Panovich, Halacha Shirim. So he was talking about doing Don Lekavschus. So he said, that day, one of his Talmidim came to him and told him, look what happens when you get, everyone's read all the books about Don Lekavschus, 999 stories about it. This is one of the 999. Look, his Talmud came to tell him that he lives in a block of flats in Bnei Brak, and I'm a middle-aged man, and in that block of flats, there was a young couple living there, and they guess who had the first child, a b'chayr. And in that tkufa, mamish, they had to move as well. They move around, they were renting a deer, had to move deers. So it was very difficult for them, a young couple with a baby and moving, and the kids, so he did everything for them. He helped them, he made the bris, and the sort of shon zacha, and helped them move, he did everything. And they moved to the other end of Bnei Brak. He thought to himself, no, that was the bris, Zayla Pindar Ben, Stomach will call me for the Pindar Ben. I mean, after all, even though I've got no direct shaykhs, but I'm not a neighbor anymore, but after all. So he waits, he makes a cheshbon, walks it down in his luach when the Pindar Ben's meant to be, and he waits for his phone call, which doesn't come. So he thought, no, Mustamil will call the Motzei Shabbos before him. Motzei Shabbos, no, the night before, Efshe's going to call the night before, no phone call. He thought, the fellow, he's a bit busy, Mustamil in the morning, Efshe's making the afternoon, he'll call me in the morning, no phone call. The kid starts thinking to himself, coffee, tova, and adas, and ayet. A few weeks later, he goes to Yerushalayim for Shabbos, down to the Bis Medrash, and he meets the shver of this younger man, who he knew better by the bris. He meets the shver of the younger man. So, Shavlechma, how are you? Fine, very nice. Come to Kriyas HaTorah, you're going to get an aliyah for Levi. All questions answered. She was a bas Levi, no Bidna Ben. No, Teres is, so he came to tell his Rebbe, Seel Feldman, how upset he was. Look what happens when you're not Don Lekavschus. The Teres is, do you know there's a Bidna Ben? You're making an assumption. And also you're making an assumption that Yedda is capable of not inviting you. Because you've paskened on him, he's not capable of inviting you. Merely you think, he's a Rasha. If you think, no, it couldn't be. He would never not invite me. Of course not. It's because he wasn't Don Lekavschus. Chasnus. That means he paskened that the person is capable of what he was choshed of doing. Of them zog the Chazal, as if he done his chavech lekavschus, which is betzedek. Forget around all your assumptions. The Bereshit help him is al zoyche sein, is kol adon es chavech lekavschus, don es even hashemayim lekavschus. Come Friday morning. What? 12:30.